Two men from Chillicothe and a woman from Mooresville have been formally charged with felonies for their alleged involvement in a burglary last year in Carroll County. According to a probable cause statement, Carroll County deputies spoke with a victim who stated various items were taken from his property in Bogart on September 15th of last year. The victim said his Arrowhead collection, a firearm, and jewelry were taken from his residence. The value of all the items was estimated at $4,000. Deputies reportedly conducted a traffic stop a few days prior to receiving the robbery report and spoke with the vehicle's occupants, 26-year-old Kanan Bigelow and 29-year-olds Kyle Case and Slade Spencer. Reportedly, the deputies located a bag in the vehicle which contained the stolen property, but the property at the time wasn't reported as stolen, and the suspects were released. Online court documents say each subject has been charged with Class D felonies for second-degree burglary and stealing of $750 or more. Bond for each was originally set at $20,000 cash only. Bigelow entered a plea of not guilty, and his bond was amended to $40,000 cash or surety during his arraignment hearing on January 2nd. His cause has been continued with a case hearing at 9 a.m. on January 16th at the Carroll County Circuit Court. Case and Spencer's initial hearings are still pending. Marshall City Council was asked to approve a resolution regarding the appointment of a director and alternate director to the Missouri Joint Municipal Electric Utility Commission during its meeting last week. Jeff Bergstrom, who will be taking over as general manager of Marshall Municipal Utilities when current GM Kyle Gibbs retires on February 1st, explained the resolution.
It's appointment to replace Kyle, the Missouri Joint Municipal Electric Utility Commission. That's an overseas moped where we get our wholesale power and make decisions on purchasing, new purchase power agreements, those type of things.
Council voted to approve the resolution to appoint Bergstrom as director and Tony Bersano as alternate director. The City of Concordia is asking for its residents to park their vehicles on a certain side of the roadway beginning tomorrow morning. According to a news release, residents who live on streets which run north and south are advised to park on the west side of the street as the city to allow city crews to blade the east side of the roadway. Also, residents who live on streets which run east and west are to park on the south side of the roadway. On Wednesday, residents are advised to park on the opposite side of the street. Blading of the streets is scheduled to begin at 7 a.m. each day. The clearing of the roadways could cause a small windrow in front of driveway entrances, which the city is not responsible for removal. For more information, call Concordia City Hall during regular business hours at 660-463-2228. And the Glasgow Board of Aldermen is scheduled to hold a discussion about City Hall hours during its meeting tonight. Meeting is scheduled to begin at 6:30 at the Police Department building at 102 Market Street. KMMO News Time is 5:35. Funeral services for 67-year-old Ronnie Dunsing of rural Concordia, who died Saturday, will be at 2:30 p.m. on Wednesday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Concordia, where visitation begins at 1:30. Burial will follow at St. Paul's Lutheran Cemetery. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries, as well as news stories, 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That's a look at the news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yont.